Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99. And test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Cattle futures had a very volatile day and did the opposite of what they've done the last couple of days. But we opened up steady to higher on the open this morning in the, both feeder cattle and live cattle. And then midday, the market really was under quite a bit of pressure, nearly hit limit down on the feeder cattle. We were $4 plus dollars lower at one point. And then traded $2.50 to $3.50 lower for the most part all day. Right at the very end of the market, that came screaming back to close a little bit in the positive. May feeders were actually up about 2, August up 15, SEPs in October and November were still down, but the market did come back significantly. The live cattle up 97 in June at 123.55, about $2.30 off the lows. August, same thing, but down 12. Midday here, we had box beef prices up strongly here, up $3.48 on choice at $217.94. Select up 58 cents at $208.82. So the box beef movement and prices have come back significantly. Over the last couple of days, the weakness has really been a surprise to a lot of the fundamental cattle market watchers. The live cattle cash trade being up there at 134, and then the futures market selling off immediately after that had a lot of people puzzled. But today, to finish off this strong, is a good sign.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets today did the opposite of what's been the trend here. Corn and wheat were higher. Corn was 1 3/4 higher in July at 390 3/4. December, new crop corn, D16, up 2 at 398 1/4. And then wheat was higher. Wheat was 6 cents higher in July, Kansas City, which, of course, is a welcome sight with harvest right around the corner. Chicago wheat up 6.5, 474. But the beans were lower. Beans were down 9 1/4 in July at 1062 3/4. In November, new crop beans down 9 at 1052 1/4. Today was the last trading day for the May grain futures. So starting Monday, we'll have the July as the front month. Also on Monday, we've got several reports. Private economics firm Informa will release their latest guesstimates on the U.S. crop plantings for this coming year. And then after that, Monday afternoon, we'll have the crop progress and condition report. It's expected to show an improvement of the winter wheat condition to maybe a 1 or 2% better, so maybe 63% good to excellent, which is a really good number. And then on corn plantings, it's expected to show about 75% of the corn crop planted and about 35% of the beans planted, and that is Monday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.